Welcome back, all my nerds, geeks, blurds, and freaks, to another episode of Geeky, Sexual, and Intellectual. I'm your host, Q, and today I am airing my interview with the two brothers over at the Bacchanal podcast. We're talking about streaming wars. We all have felt the residual effects of trying to get all the streaming apps we can, to get all the content we can, for our dollar. And is this actually better than the old way of having cable? So give it a listen. Let me know what you think.
Hey, what's good, everybody? Welcome to a brand spanking new episode of the Bacchanal Podcast, the fusion of hip hop, video games, comics, movies, and a nerd culture all rolled up into one spectacular show. Join me, K to the C from the T.O, and Akil in the beautiful North Carolina each week as we discuss nerd culture while adding our Trinidadian spin on things, you know? It's blurred news like you never heard before. Akil, we got a guest on the show, a very special guest.
We got Q from Geeks and Gadgetry.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up? How you feeling?
I'm glad to be here.
Nice. I've been scrolling through your IG and I saw a couple of comic books that hit me in the heart. I was like high school when all the fresh new, like the Jim Lees left Marvel and they went to do their own thing, and they went and did Image Comics, and I saw you had a bunch. I was like, oh God, bless your heart. Like I know.
And you know
some classics.
Crazy? Yeah. So like when, you know, the big boom of Marvel and DC movies hit, yeah. I'm like, yeah, that was on the outskirts of what I was into. I was like, where are the Image movies? Where I don't know why they won't capitalize on that. Because I'm coming. Like, I'm done with the Marvel Universe.
Watch when Spawn pops off properly, then they'll bring Max in. Because remember the Max cartoon? That was some trippy shit back in the day. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yes.
Had MTV Max, was had doing Wildcats, it. They where they're just, it. Yeah, Raw with Wildcat. Like, they had a lot of great comics. They had a lot of weird ones, too, but they had some amazing stuff. That
The Mask is an Image comic, too.
Okay.
Jim Carrey Mask, yep. It's actually dope, like a man. Dark, gritty story. And then Jim Carrey is like, nah, I'm going to do my own thing with that.
Okay. Let me bring my mic closer.
Q, tell people what you do on your page and your podcast and topics that you talk about.
Oh, okay. So basically back in 2014, I was working in radio, and I always enjoyed comic books, anime, manga, all that stuff. So when I was looking around on Instagram, I really didn't see a lot of content creators that looked like me, meaning black women.
Yep.
So maybe I didn't do the deep dive, but at that point I was like, all I see is white boys, black dudes. That's pretty much it. So I was like, well, let me throw my hat in the ring. So I just started posting content that I liked and some untapped content that I don't think, like you were saying, Image, that a lot of people didn't know about.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, when I would post something from like say Wildcats or something like that, or Zealot, they were like, what is that? I'm like, oh, poor baby. So, and then I would get pissed off, of course. But I just wanted to put that out there. Like, don't forget these great comic books and artists. Mm-hmm. So I kept doing that. Then I branched off and tried to start my podcast. I want to say 2015 or 16. And that was hard doing it by myself. And I was like, oh, this is a lot of freaking research. And talking by myself feels like I'm on the air for days. Mm-hmm. So I cut that, got really content heavy. And then I'm here today, back with the podcast, back sharing whatever I think is cool. You know, forget everybody else's ideals on cool.
Exactly.
That's pretty dope. Our journey's pretty similar. We've been at it for about 2 years. Yeah. Me and Casey both used to watch Double Toasted in the Spill. And we would watch guys like Blurred Vision, and we're like, okay, we could do that, because we saw a lot of, we saw black content creators who did comics and stuff like that, but I felt like a lot of them were afraid to touch on certain issues like race and religion, and we're not afraid to go to those boundaries on our podcast. We've had episodes on religion, we had episodes on race, we talked about Black Lives Matter, etc. So we want to be more than just comics and movies and video games. We want to just give you a whole sphere of different things that we're into.
Yeah, like we want to bring people to the barbershop and talk about comics, like that vibe, you know what I mean? Like that raw and uncut like style, like people aren't, some of them aren't as edgy or as real as we are, as honest. So like we just try to bring that real personality to it, that real honest, not that hi guys welcome to my,
you know, like,
we collect, we love this stuff, and there's a lot of people we know who are like that too, who didn't talk about that in the 90s, who love this shit too, you know what I mean? So we bring in that vibe too.
We're trying to get the closet hood dude who loves, like, he's a closet nerd, and we're trying to get them out that closet to be the nerd.
Tons of them, because like that's why I say I think black people have an affinity to Dragon Ball Z. Like everybody saw Dragon Ball Z.
Oh Lord, yeah.
But nobody wants to talk about it. Like you, like the hard dudes don't want to talk about it.
Like Killmonger's costume is Vegeta's costume because Michael B. Jordan's a big Dragon Ball Z fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some don't want to talk about Sailor Moon either.
No. They watched it. Tuxedo Mask.
Because they watched it. Yeah, people don't understand. It slowly migrated. So that was what we had. Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon.
Frozen Warriors.
Yeah, and stuff that you didn't know that was anime. So I'm just like, come on, y'all. Y'all watched it. Y'all was low-key nerds.
Transformers. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's change gears right here. So the topic that we're going to have at hand for this podcast, we're going to talk about streaming services. The world right now is heavy. We got a lot going on. I know personally I can't just watch the news all day because after a while it wears on me mentally.
So we're going to protect your energy.
You got to protect your energy. So we're going to talk about some streaming services so you can, you know, get your mind off some of the heaviness that's going on in the world. We're not saying ignore it, but know when to take a break.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the streaming services.
Stick and move.
Yeah. let's talk about what we like, what we don't like, what you should cancel. I'm going to let Q go first.
Yeah.
Okay. So my first experience with streaming was Netflix. I got Netflix back in 2009. And I'm like, this is great. I can watch everything I want. I can go crazy. And the first thing I binge watched was Soul Eater.
Oh.
Yeah. So I have been in love with the fact that you can watch television when you want, how long you want, because now I'm spoiled. So I can't watch a regular network show where I have to wait till next week. Like, I don't know if I can curse.
Can I curse? Fuck yeah, you could curse.
Okay. So I was like, fuck that. I can't wait a whole week to figure out if old boy gonna get caught for somebody else's murder. Yada, yada, yada.
Exactly.
So now either I wait a couple of weeks and binge like three episodes, or I just wait till the season is over and just suck it all in at once.
Yep.
So that is the way television is going. So basically antiquated networks, they got to get on board or they going to get pushed off the train.
Get up or die.
But then you have services like DC that make you wait weekly for content like Harley Quinn. Let me give my quick take on the DC Universe Network. I feel like that's about to die. They had some decent shows, but they weren't consistent. Titans was not consistent. One episode will be really good. Two other episodes down the road will be bad. Like the graphics will be bad. The story will be bad. Then they'll hit you with another good one. Then three bad ones. Then another good one. Then three more bad ones. It was never consistent like Doom Patrol. I felt like it had the consistency of good quality and good story throughout the whole series of Doom Patrol. Now, what's going on with DC right now, a lot of different shows are moving. You have Stargirl that was originally supposed to be on the DC Universe app is also available on CW right now.
Okay.
Swamp Thing, which was a great show, but due to some banking errors, they went bankrupt, even though they filmed it in North Carolina, by the way, in Wilmington. It went bankrupt, and that show got canceled due to finances, but CW is going to rerun those shows. And then the other thing is Doom Patrol has moved to HBO Max.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, what's the point of getting this DC app right now since everything is kind of getting spread thin?
Yeah.
Why am I paying for that? Harley Quinn just recently got moved to the Sci-Fi Network. You can watch it at 11 o'clock at night now.
The cartoon?
Yeah, so what?
That's a good move for them, man, honestly.
Why am I going to pay for that app? Besides, there's a feature where you can read comics, which is pretty dope. But other than that, I'm just like, a lot of this content's being spread thin right now. Why do I need to give you guys my $8?
Now, I thought DC streaming service was bought out by HBO and they're going to do a thing with HBO Max where if you pay for that, you get everything from DC to HBO.
That's what they're saying. I have HBO Max right now only on the sole purpose that it was provided for free. They don't even advertise this well, but it's provided for free if you have AT&T. Mm-hmm. And if you have like AT&T fiber, they don't really tell you. But there's like a small little section when you're going to go pay for your bill that says HBO Max. You click on that and you accept it, and it's free. If you do that. Wow. But they don't advertise that.
See, I'm not lucky.
You would think that they would advertise it.
I don't feel like they all in then if they're not trying to, blast the advertising.
So yeah, I'm on HBO Max right now. When it works, it's good. When it doesn't, it's messing up a lot. There's a Elmo late night show for kids. Pretty good. They have good guests. They have like Batman. They had Jimmy Fallon on there. So it's like for my son, he could watch like a late night like Jimmy Fallon, Conan O'Brien type of show for kids. Have that. They got the Snyder Cut eventually coming there. They got Doom Patrol. They have the they got that documentary for what's that guy? The pervert Russell.
So many
Russell Simmons, man.
There's so many. Oh, okay. Man.
Let me tell. Okay, like HBO Max is, in my opinion, in Canada, it's a mess. We got to get Bell, which is it's a cable provider. You have to be paying for. You got to buy Crave for $10 a month.
That so you got to have Bell and Crave?
Yes. That gives you the opportunity to be able to get HBO Max for HBO for another $10. At that point, that's ski mask. I was like, what are you trying to do? And it's so confusing because we don't get DC Universe app here. Mm-hmm. We don't get the Hulus.
Nope.
So it's like, okay, I'm not getting all these good content that you guys are getting at that same level of quality. So why? And it's so confusing with the Max, with the HBO, whatever else they call it. It has two other ones.
Yeah.
Go. And it's like, what is HBO doing? They have so much amazing content. They're the OG of having amazing content on television. I remember we used to have that little cable box. You pay the cable man a little something. He'll just open that thing up with a screwdriver. You're rocking with HBO.
Allegedly.
HBO was the best. I was like, yo, that's from before Sopranos. It was amazing. You know what I mean? But now it's like too confusing for me who's into it. So I can only imagine what it's like for the consumer who's not into this stuff like that.
Okay. So my piece on all this streaming accessibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's too many. What I mean by that is, I want to say about 2 years ago, my husband was all about cable. I was like, dude, you got to cut the cable. Yeah. Look how much money we're spending. We're spending almost $200 on cable. Yeah. We don't even watch the majority of 80% of this cable. We don't watch. Mm-hmm. We have our go-tos, our shows. And then when that season of that show, whatever it is, Billions, Insecure, whatever, when that's over, we're not even watching these channels.
Yeah.
So I was like, dude, we got to get off the cable. I was like, I can make it work for your benefit. So we moved. He finally cut the cord. So we have like a million streamers. So we got Hulu, Disney+. All the anime apps. I have Funimation, Crunchyroll, blah, 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 blah. The list goes on. So now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, so more and more being created every day. At this point, I'm spending like, I'm going to say maybe $70, $80. I'm almost back to cable numbers when I'm paying these bills. So I'm just like, now HBO is out. And I'm like, they're trying to slowly get you in with different content. Like, I don't give a damn. I love Adventure Time. But I'm like, I'm not paying for HBO Go for freaking Adventure Time. Because they're supposed to reboot. So I'm like, it's getting super expensive. And they're spreading the content out so far that you have to get all these apps to get, you know, your full experience.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Disney Plus, though, real quick. Because I feel like the ball has been dropped. I feel like they gave us The Mandalorian, and that was it. They should have had some Marvel content lined up and ready to go.
Exactly.
We should be watching Falcon Winter Soldier right now.
Yes.
But instead, we're watching Artemis Fowl next Friday. We have nothing else to watch.
Nah, man, you can watch the making of The Mandalorian.
Yeah, and I'm trying to like hold
on. I tried.
For Jeff Goldblum, because I love his show. If it wasn't for his ass, I would have been gone.
I watched one episode of his thing. It was cool. It was good. He's a good character. They need more for me to bounce back and forth with. His show was good, but I just needed something else to bounce off of. I honestly think Netflix, unfortunately, is winning this thing. Even though they're going for broke, they're winning this thing because they have so many different categories, and then they make it look interesting. Like, they show a documentary about something I probably wouldn't have interest in, or a comedian that I have no idea who the person is. And then I'm just like, oh, that was a good little 5-second monologue they gave her. So let me check her out. And she's hilarious. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
they do a great job of like making things look good once you start your app up, you know? So it's to me, it's kind of the McDonald's of streaming services right now, because it's consistent. Not the best food, but you know what you're getting.
Yes,
and you walk away and you're like, I'm satisfied. You know, it's not a home cooked meal. We're not getting the home cooked meal streaming service yet. But I kind of feel like big fish eat little fish in this business, so that we'll start to see these things getting eaten by others, and then it'll be more able to be consumed by us.
With Netflix, it's just like, it's a content grab for them because they have a ton of content. It's not all 100. So I'm like, what are y'all doing? Especially with anime. They keep putting out these original titles. But I'm like, it's so trash. Yeah. Who told you to make that? Like, all this live action shit? Like, no, maybe you should need to keep that on Netflix China or wherever it is, Japan. Because like, it's not serving your American consumers. Yeah. I'm like, everything, why? It's just like they're trying to grab up everything and make everything. I'm like, you need to chill and have a consensus throughout the company in America. Like, this is what we're making. We're going to get new content creators that people know and love, and start there. But don't just grab up everything. It's like a child that just, that's my ball. No, that's my toy. Like, what the hell are you doing? This shit is trash.
There's a lot of hits and misses with Netflix as well, though. Like, Chelsea Handler tried to transition her show from E! To Netflix. That didn't do well. Joe McHale, they tried to bring back the Soup pretty much with his show, which I enjoyed, and for some reason they canceled that. So it seems like Netflix is trying to, you know, throw shit on the wall and see what sticks, really.
When it sometimes when it hits, and when it misses, it misses. But like Full Metal Alchemist, like I've been watching that. I never knew what it was. I looked at the thing, I was like, what the hell is this? It looked kind of dope, because I was watching Baki the Grappler, and then I saw that thing that you might also like. So I was like, okay, let me click that. I'm loving that show too, you know? So it works like that. But then I see other cartoons where it's like a bootleg Baki the Grappler. I don't even know what it's called, but it's the exact same thing. They just copied. It's like, oh, you like this? Okay, it's just the same thing. Oh,
Kaguguri or something like that.
Yeah. I think they're talking about the same young kid with like no shirt on with the, you know, I'm like, what the, they just bootlegged. It's like Mikey, you know, not Nike, it's Mikey, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they just changed the name a little. Like, they won't know.
Let me go back to my gripes with Disney.
Okay.
They still haven't fixed their ratio issue with The Simpsons. So you're not getting the full picture when you're watching The Simpsons. Another issue I have, they have advertised all these movies. They're like, oh, Ant-Man and the Wasp 2, blah, blah, blah. You click on it. Oh, it's coming soon.
Exactly.
2021. Netflix owns the rights too, but you know, come back to us 2 years. I got you, fam. I was like, so why you getting my hopes up? Like, I was like, because my son wanted to watch The Lone Ranger. I was like, it's not the best movie, but hey, you can watch it for free on Disney. You click on that. Disney's like, nah, we ain't got the rights for that yet. You know,
what is that? It's like, we're not ready yet. We already told the people this is when we're, you know, we're going to be having our streaming service going. You put the wrong TBA date out because all your shit should be available. Exactly. I've been clicking on mad stuff. Not available yet. Okay.
The most
hard. Like, you can watch the trailer though. What?
The most heartbreaking thing with Disney Plus for me is when I'm watching a movie and I fast forward it a little bit and the audio doesn't keep up with the video. And it's still having those same weird software issues that it was having from day one. Like, they haven't worked on it to a degree, and they haven't got the algorithms right. Like, oh, if you like this, you might like this, to keep the flow going, to keep you watching. Yeah. And they don't spotlight things well. I would be still seeing like Avengers Endgame, like one spot, Avengers Endgame, and the other spot down at the bottom, Avengers Endgame. It's like, you know how they have those lists?
Yeah.
They don't categorize things nicely at all. It's just a mess, and it's not.
Then they have advertised like Infinity War. You click on that.
Yeah.
That ain't even available. But they're like, what? They're like, watch really? Endgame. Yeah. No, they're like, Netflix still has that, so they're like, watch Endgame instead. I'm like, oh, I'll watch Endgame instead.
Another streaming service that does the same thing is Amazon. Like, I'll go on. Since the quarantine, I was doing a binge of different movies. Like, I was watching Indiana Jones trilogy and then Back to the Future. And I was like, oh, that's dope. And then I saw Eddie Murphy had a movie. Like, oh, shit, let me check out some Eddie Murphy movies. I wanted to see, like, each of his movies.
Yeah.
Nope, not there. Click it. Nope. Pay $10. Click it. Oh, sign up for Stars for $30 a month. Click it. Nope.
Yeah, Amazon will get you, man.
Or yeah, it's not categorized very well. So Netflix beat them on that because I hate it when I type in a search and it'll just bring up all kinds of random stuff. Yeah. I'm like, categorize your stuff. There is no categorization. It's, you know, when you're scrolling down, that's the best they give you. So
they have amazing shows, like a show I haven't even watched yet, but it's called 000. I've been hearing amazing things about it. But they don't make it like, this is our thing, we're backing it. You know, like, we got to actually know about it before time and be like, oh, yeah, it's a good show, to go look in and investigate and find it and be like, that's a show, I'm going to watch it, you know? Shouldn't have to do that.
Exactly. Let me tell you about some free services real quick, though. No, go ahead, Q.
I was just saying that they just pretty much, they're another content hog. So they just like, we don't have to do a lot of work for it. People are constantly paying their subscriptions. We're getting new subscriptions. It's fine.
Yeah.
You don't got to do all this extra work.
I'm right. Lazy, pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, I like the free shit. So there's Tubi and there's Pluto. Yeah. Nas has a lot of stake in Pluto. So I watch Pluto a lot to help him out. Okay. So
I'll look into that.
Pluto to me is like a nostalgia trip. So, like, if I want to watch, and like, remember the Real World Road Rules challenges?
Oh, Lord.
They got a they got a channel you can watch that all day. You want to watch old Fear Factor with Joe Rogan? They got a channel for that all day. You want to watch Judge Mathis call somebody a crackhead? They got a channel for that. They got a Maury channel. So whatever you're in the mood for, they got channels specifically for that. If you want to watch you want to watch some old Love and Hip Hop with Scrappy and what's his name, Stevie J. They got Love and Hip Hop Pluto channel.
I was looking for you. I don't know if y'all remember that. Season one.
And Tubi is kind of the same way. They have specific channels like for certain shows. Mm-hmm. But with the thing with Tubi, they have the uncensored stuff. So I was watching Flavor of Love and New York. I was watching the uncensored versions of that. So when Hadi pooped on the floor, I got to see the uncensored version of all of that. So
you got to see the spit fly out of that girl's mouth into New York's mouth.
You got to see all of that.
Okay, but now I wonder when will they start charging. They've been free forever. Wow. So I'm like, when are they going to start charging?
And they're great.
Hopefully they do it smart and they just get sponsorships. You got to watch a little commercial here and there pop up on the sides or something. You know, I could take that instead of having to pay for all this stuff.
Yeah.
Let me talk about, like, what content do you guys look for when you're watching these streaming services? I watch a lot of documentaries. Like, recently I watched the Russell Simmons. And then I watched I watched the Weinstein.
Jeffrey Epstein?
And then, you know, Epstein. I watched the Epstein. Yeah. I watched R. Kelly. So I watched all of those. And then I went back and then I was watching the Mr. Rogers one. And that was anticlimactic for me because the whole time I'm waiting, I'm like, yo, when's he gonna fuck these kids? But it never happened. So when I'm looking at these services, I'm looking at like what documentary. So I was kind of glad that HBO Max had their own, like, hey, we have a documentary too. What pulls you guys to different services?
Definitely documentaries, definitely TV, the specials, like the big shows. That definitely pulls me in off the top. Yeah. I gotta think for a sec to give you the answer.
No problem.
Q, how you feel?
Yeah, most, I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, I'm an anime holic, if that's a word. So that's why I'm so hard on Netflix about their trash. Hulu is doing okay.
Hulu's okay. I watch My Hero on there every once in a while.
Yeah, that's why I'm always torn that I'm paying for double the content because I have Hulu, My Hero Academia is on there, and then I have Funimation, same thing. I have Crunchyroll, same thing. So I'm like, we need to do the Terror Dome. Which one? Who gonna win? Because I need to cancel somebody.
Now I'm not really into anime. Like, I'm now trying to get back into it, and maybe you can help me because it'll be like, oh, this episode released at this day, and I'll try to look for it, and it won't be on Hulu. Is that stuff releasing specifically in Japan, and I got to just watch the sub?
So how it's broken down here once it gets to the States, the first platform that it goes to, from my knowledge, is that it goes to Crunchyroll first. So that's the sub. And so Crunchyroll and Funimation are working together. So you get a discount if you have both of them, I think, on Crunchyroll. So basically, when it goes to Crunchyroll, it goes over to Funimation. Funimation will have it in sub, and then, like, I want to say a week later, they'll start uploading their dub versions. So it takes forever, and at that point, you're just like, fuck it, I'll just read. Because I'm
just reading the manga at that point.
Yeah. So it's just crazy how everything is just slowly getting over to the United States. And then with the coronavirus hitting, a lot of anime has been delayed. Tons of new shows came out. And it was like, as soon as they started, Corona hit. And they was like, sorry, everybody, I'm going to wait till the end of July.
Yeah, because Japan has a strict, like, they don't really believe in working from home because, like, home is for family. And, you know, they don't want to, like, mess with the culture of not working from, like, working from home.
They really should look into it, because that's another issue with Japan. The businessmen, the suicide rates are very high.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're stressed out, man.
Yeah.
They are stressed out.
Yeah, but for streaming service, originally what got me was like movies, like having all the movies in one place and ones that you might not have heard of. And the TV shows came in after. But definitely the movies and being the bingeable stuff definitely got me into.
For me, like I was into Disney Plus because I saw the Marvel content that they said that they were going to bring.
Yeah.
But we haven't got any of that. You know, coronavirus did play a part in that, but I felt like they should have had something lined up, ready to go right after Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. And they just gave us a couple original movies that have been pretty mediocre. Like, I forgot there was like one with the kid where he saw like an imaginary elf.
Polar
bear. Oh, you lost me. I don't even know that.
I don't know. My son also said, what the hell is this?
Yeah, because once that nostalgia wears off, you're like, it's time to cancel. Because I watched all the stuff I watched when I was a kid. Like, I was over the moon. And then when I was done, I'm like, okay, so I want my money back.
Yeah, I've Tailspin so much times. Like,
yeah, I have on my calendar on my phone when Disney Plus, when my subscription is up in November 2021. I'm like, okay, when that day comes, because I pay for it fully one time. Countdown. Yeah, that's when we make some decisions, because they ain't doing it right now.
Yeah,
and what's the alternative to this? I feel like Ski Masking is the best alternative, because I feel like each show, like Apple, they have like Defending Jacob, and they have like C, but the rest of the other content's kind of mediocre. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you want to get your taste for everything, Ski Masking and having your own personal server is like the best bet right now.
MRIC, bring MRIC back.
How is Apple doing? Because they tried to give it to us for a week, and I was like, I am turned off.
Oh, wow.
Defending Jacob was good. C was, it's a bunch of blind people fighting, so it's a lot of, where are you?
Who the
sounds
hell
more like a damn comedy.
But it's Jason Momoa walking around shirtless, blind, fighting people.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So the women come in because they're like, okay, Jason Momoa's there, but they're blind, so the fights, it's like, they gotta, like, feel, and they're like, you're a bad guy? Okay. I'm going to hit you with a club now.
How can you feel a bad guy?
What is it, 12 episodes of that?
It's like, it's like six episodes of people beating the shit out of each other.
I'm out.
Would you guys count YouTube as a streaming service?
As of yesterday, yes. Because I've been watching a lot of original content from a lot of comedians from, I can't even remember the name of the wheelhouse now. But it's basically just all comedians that have come together to build a platform. And I've been laughing my ass off since yesterday morning.
I think at the end of the day, YouTube's going to be the one to win this whole thing, because they don't have to put any money into investing into product. People put it on there for free. Mm-hmm. They take 50% or more, and then they just win. They don't have to put in millions of dollars if they don't want to. That's just a little bit of water in the bucket for them. But Netflix is going bankrupt. I'm happy with it right now, but they're dying just trying to keep everybody happy.
They just lost Daredevil. They finally lost the rights to him. He's going back in November.
Yeah, so I don't know. If you owned any streaming service, which one would you guys want to own and capitalize on?
I think a wild card. I'm going to throw a wild card in there. Mm-hmm. Pornhub.
Yeah, you'd be killing it with that one.
People
are putting their work out there for free on that too.
They've been going hard, like
they've
looking
been doing
for
coronavirus videos and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Hey,
I'm an X video guy myself, so I don't know. I was Pornhub too good, but,
but I don't know, man. So they like the, doing good? Yeah, they like the perverted brother of YouTube. They getting it in.
They're getting it in. People sending in their own home video. So there's always new content. Why not invest in there?
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, man. No commercials.
No commercials. They give out free premiums during the coronavirus. They're like, hey,
No, want y'all to be happy. Yeah.
Y'all struggling right now.
Damn, I was going to say YouTube, but yeah, YouTube ain't doing it like that.
And they changed the banner. Whenever there's a current event, they got a Black Lives Matter. So a lot of the ebony and interracial porn
happening
right now.
No, I don't like that. That's half funny.
Which one would you go with, Q, if you were to be, if you had the money to bank and buy one, you know? Which one would you buy?
I would say YouTube, because that's why I said it was so funny that YouTube you said that, because mm-hmm. so many like powerhouses have come out of YouTube, like Issa Rae. That's crazy. She started making YouTube. Now she's a huge producer.
Yeah, and Sing, the girl Sing, who has a late night show. She's killing it too.
So yeah, YouTube all day. It's just untapped like content, great shows.
Yeah, and people are getting millions of hits too. They're doing just as good as these shows on Netflix or on cable television, if not better.
Yeah,
you start making your money. Yeah, when you finally get to 100 followers, then you can actually start making some money.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Once you don't say the wrong thing or play the wrong piece of music. Because I see that on my thing when I'm looking. I'm like, how do I get claimed for that? Like, you know.
Anything. They hear a piece of anything.
Yeah, and they're like, nope, not monetizable.
All right, so let me wrap this up. Geeks and Gadgetry, let people know where they can reach you. Yes. Instagram, all that good stuff.
Okay, well, over on Instagram, it's Gadgets and Geekery. You can also find me at gadgetsandgeekery.com. All the podcasts live there, the merchandise live there, blogs, everything. So those are my two main hubs, Instagram and the website.
And Discord also you got, too.
Oh, yeah, Discord. I have a huge one. That's for 21 and up.
I got to learn how to use Discord, because I've been looking at that. I'm like, how the hell do you get in groups?
It's super magnificent, and you don't have to worry about, like I said, Instagram, I understand children can get into anything, but I'm like, it has to be a way. I'm an adult. I'm freaking 40 years old, and I don't want to just see regular content. I want to see the whole spectrum, so that's where it lives on the Discord.
Yeah,
so
I've been hearing Discord's the best.
It's great. Yeah, games, you can connect it to all your social media, so it's great.
Yeah.
We got a ratchet-ass Facebook group.
Oh, hell good. Yeah.
The Back and Dell podcast fan page. It's amazing.
Yes.
It's a private group. Some of the best uncomfortable conversations I've seen on there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. It's pretty good.
Good stuff. That's good. Our Instagram's @_Back and Dell. And I think that's, and we're on YouTube, of course, on the Back and Dell podcast.
Yes, yes.
Anything else? Let's get everything off your chest. We got 2 minutes.
That's it. Black guys matter. Black lives matter. Women are important. Support your black women.
When you said that, I got a flash in my head of that white girl holding the big dildo up. I don't know if you saw that picture. I just saw that flash. I was like, oh God, go home, Becky.
Becky is wilding out here. Man. Yes, be safe. Yo, we got curfew where I'm at. They're trying to protect this Confederate statue. And like nobody's going outside there, but there's like all these National Guard. They're like, you gonna take my damn statue? Like, you gotta get home at 8 o'clock now, so I can't even hit these streets no more, man.
Yeah, they just released it here in Dallas, so we're not under curfew anymore.
And I wanted ice cream last night too.
Get Ben and Jerry's. Get Ben and Jerry's. Support Ben and Jerry's, man.
Exactly.
Ben and Jerry's are nothing.
Gosh, Dairy Queen was right down the street too. I was like, yo, I'm getting
you gonna lose your life for Dairy Queen.
I don't care about that statue.
You
man.
Want to rub a bullet to the head over Dairy Queen's?
Exactly. I want the dip cone, man.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Well, this is the Back and Dell podcast.
Yes.
It was a pleasure having you on the show, Q. Anytime. Thanks. Anytime.
Thank you, thank guys. You for coming. It was fun.
This was fun.
All right, everybody, be safe. Peace.
You too.
Peace.